在播送流行美语，李华和 Larry 讨论情人节的安排。今天我们要学两个常用语 Born yesterday 和 Head over heels。
When was I supposed to make my entrance?
So, Li Hua, I know you said that you didn't want me to buy a Valentine's Day gift for you, but I wasn't born yesterday. I can tell you're expecting something romantic.
我情人节唯一的愿望就是能跟你一起过啊，我们可以一起做晚饭，然后去看电影。你刚才说自己 wasn't born yesterday 是什么意思啊？
Saying someone was born yesterday means that they are very easy to fool. I said that I wasn't born yesterday because you can't fool me.
我知道了，说什么人 was born yesterday， 意思呢就是说这个人啊容易受骗，就有点像我们中文里说的三岁小孩的意思。
That's right. Even though you won't admit it, I think you would love to receive some flowers or chocolates for Valentine's Day.
你呀、啊，心真细。不过我确实不想要什么礼物啊，跟你在一起就足够了。不过啊，你别生气，我可不是说你傻哦。
No, you didn't call me foolish. In the U.S., stating that you weren't born yesterday is a way to joke around with friends. If you say that you weren't born yesterday, you're expressing that you aren't gullible.
我明白了 You said you weren't born yesterday 是因为你觉得我肯定想要你送情人节礼物给我
We both know I wasn't really born yesterday What I meant was that I have known you for so long That I can tell you are looking forward to a romantic Valentine's Day gift
你可真够固执的那你说 born yesterday 什么时候才会带有贬义呢
If you are speaking with someone, for example, one of your students who don't know who Zhang Ziyi is, and you say, were you born yesterday? She's a famous Chinese movie star.
那别人啊肯定会不高兴，那就等于是说，你怎么连这都不知道？
That's right. Asking someone if they were born yesterday implies that they misunderstood a subject line that is rather simple to understand or that is common knowledge. Li Hua, did you get the flowers I sent to you for Valentine's Day? You know, I'm head over heels for you. So tonight, when we make dinner together, I have another special gift to give you.
你真是太浪漫了，我早就说过啦，情人节最好的礼物啊，就是能跟你在一起。哎，你刚才说 head over heels， 你摔到哪里啦？
No, that's not what I meant to say. I didn't literally fall down.I said I'm head over heels for you because you are very special, and I like you a lot.
我也很喜欢你啊。粉红色的玫瑰花是我最喜欢的。不过我还是不明白哎 ，head over heels 怎么能用来形容爱慕之情呢
？In the U.S., it's most common to say that you have fallen head over heels in love for a person.This is an exaggerated way to say that you've fallen in love.
真有意思哎！我们中文里说啊，一下子陷入爱河不能自拔，就叫神魂颠倒。可是，在英语里面却是用头和脚来形容 ，head over heels。可是这也讲不通啊！这头明明是在脚上面啊
！It is obvious that the term head over heels doesn't make literal sense.But it still communicates a state of being so smitten with a person that one could jump and flip for joy.
没想到 Larry, 你在这方面还挺在行的。那你知道这种说法是什么时候出现的吗？
This phrase actually originated in the 1400s as heels over head and didn't have anything to do with expressing love-struck devotion. But over the years, it became head over heels. And it's only used to express feeling suddenly smitten for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
不管怎么说啊 ，head over heels 这种说法用在情人节简直是再恰当不过了。还有 Larry， 你送的玫瑰啊太美了 ，You've really shown that you're head over heels for me。这是我度过啊最浪漫的情人节了。
今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 born yesterday， 意思是三岁的小孩，还有一个是 head over heels。意思是为某人神魂颠倒。